Order, order.
Parliament returned from a week's adjournment to a ministerial statement from the Minister of Biosecurity, David Carter, warning of a threat to the kiwifruit industry.
Mr Speaker, last Friday at 4 p.m, MAF was informed of the suspected discovery of PSA on a single orchard in Te Puke.
While Mr Carter received sympathy and support in the ensuing round of statements from other parties, Labor and the Greens took the opportunity to attack National's cuts to biosecurity budgets. The Māori Party, however, remained staunch.
Mr Speaker, the Māori Party stands in support of the government.
Responding to jeers across the chamber, Māori Party co-leader Peter Sharple said,
"It's called a coalition, bro."
But if the Māori Party were in coalition with National, Peter Sharples would be inside the Cabinet and bound by collective responsibility, whereas its formal agreement to support National and votes on confidence and money supply allow the Māori Party to follow its own policy on other issues, as it did on Wednesday night when it voted with all other parties except National and ACT to reject Sue Casely's plea of support for her Animal Welfare Members Bill.
Mr Speaker, I believe every MP in this House would like to see an end to the sow crate and the battery hen cage, and the only reason some are voting against this bill is because their party whips are demanding that they do so.
After Sue Casely's fears were confirmed when National and ACT's 62 votes defeated the 57 of all other parties in favour of sending her bill off to a select committee, the Green MP played her final card.
I seek leave under Standing Order number 140 to seek a personal vote following a party vote. The standing orders, as you will know, specify that a personal vote may be held following a party vote if a member requests one, which I'm doing, and the Speaker considers the decision on the vote was close and that a personal vote may make a material difference to the result.
Sue Casely's request was opposed by National, with the final word over to Assistant Speaker Rick Barkham.
This House must always accept the honesty and the integrity of the whips. The whips have cast their votes, and in my opinion, the question doesn't meet the test on two accounts. One, the vote was not particularly close, and there's no material reason given as to why there should be any difference.
Rick Barker was back in the Speaker's chair the next day when the Progressive's Jim Anderton caused a meltdown when he ended his speech on the first reading debate on the government's alcohol reform bill by asking this question.
How much money is being put into the Victory Fund account for the National Party's next election by the liquor industry?
There were immediate protests from National's junior whip and frontbencher Nick Smith.
It is grossly offensive and wrong.
Initially ruling that Mr Anderton had been asking a valid question, Rick Barker changed his mind after taking another look at previous speakers' rulings.
52.6 and 51.4 do point out that a member may not allege that the government favours interests of one class of another for interest. Now, I just think in the way the member has raised that, there is very clearly an allegation that they have come to a conclusion for a donation. Now, I think the member has crossed the line at that point.
Rick Barker asked Mr Anderton to withdraw the comment and start again.
Well, I will draw the comments, Mr Speaker, and end my speech by asking, has the liquor industry given any money to the National Party's victory account next year or any money to the National Party during the period of this debate?
All right.
Having made his point, Mr Anderton then joined the vast majority keen to send the bill to a select committee, despite their various reservations on its content. They did this by 114 votes to the three members of the ACT Party, which split its vote. The bill is now with the Justice and Electoral Select Committee, tagged with a lengthy report from the Attorney General, pointing out five ways in which it appears to be inconsistent with the Bill of Rights Act. The vacancy on the members' order paper, created by the loss of Sue Casely's animal welfare bill, was filled on Thursday when, with incredible luck, her fellow Green MP, David Clendon, saw his bill drawn ahead of 23 others in the members' bills ballot shortly after he'd entered it for the very first time. Introduced within hours and now down for a first reading, his bill would establish a pecuniary interest register for judges, a timely move, in the week that the Speaker allowed an urgent debate on the resignation of Justice Bill Wilson from the Supreme Court. Parliament resumes at 2 on Tuesday and will spend most of the week under urgency. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.